Michael Anup has lived in Japan for 30 years and calls Tokyo his home. After natural disasters in Japan, such as the tsunami and the destruction of the Fukushima power plant, people began rebuilding. What Michael noticed, however, was that children had no place to play. He realized children have such a short time to be able to play before they grow up, so he, with a number of volunteers, built a small playground for some children. Over the years, and with the help of other volunteers, his efforts have expanded into 60 playgrounds for children in Japan. Not only do the children have a place to play, but his efforts have brought communities together as they enjoyed their children and as they maintained these playgrounds. What began as a small effort by one man has now impacted many people. When Jesus saw the large crowd, he desired to feed them. His apostles did not have enough food to feed the large crowd, nor enough money to buy food for them. A young boy had a dismal 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, probably to bring to his family. But what good were 5 loaves and 2 fish among so many? He freely offered these small gifts to Jesus. After the crowd had eaten from the 5 loaves and 2 fish, the apostles gathered 12 baskets of food fragments. The scriptures are filled with symbolism. The original people of God were the 12 tribes of Israel. In gathering up 12 baskets of leftover food, we might say that Jesus was forming the new people of God around the Eucharist. We see similar generosity in the Old Testament reading. A man brought the prophet Elisha some barley loaves and fresh grain. Elisha said to the man, "Give this to the people to eat." But he replied, "How can I set this before 100 people?" Nevertheless, when they had eaten, there was some left over, as the Lord had said. What can we learn from the scriptures? Do we not often want to hold on to what we have for fear of sharing with others? Do we sometimes think we will not have enough if we are generous? Do we think our gifts are not worthy, nor of any significance? Do we share from our abundance, or from what we need? Or do we give leftovers? In the responsorial psalm, we prayed, "The hand of the Lord feeds us. He answers all our needs." Yes, the hand of the Lord feeds us, if we are willing to feed the hungers and needs of others. How can the Lord feed us and answer all our needs if we are unwilling to be generous and share the little we have? Have we not experienced that when we are generous, we in many ways receive more than we give? Are we people who have wonderful gifts to share with others, but are reluctant to do so? Sometimes we forget to share the little things. It does not cost us anything to share a smile. Are we reluctant to give the gift of a smile to someone else? That smile can be multiplied 1,000-fold and passed forward to someone else and far beyond. Humor is another gift that we can share with others. Humor does not cost us anything, but can lighten the load of someone burdened with other concerns. We may think our few loaves and fish have no consequence. We may want to hold on to these gifts. then we remember that the gifts we have received from God are not meant for us alone. They are meant to be shared with others. We recognize and bring these gifts to the Eucharistic table to offer to God. Then we take those gifts and share them with others. In this way, Christ builds up the new people of God, who empower, give life, and transform the world.